How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, we're glad that you tuned into the broadcast this week, and we left off last time in John chapter 4, picking it up here in verse number 31, after the Lord Jesus Christ had visited the woman there at the well at Sychar, dealt with her and many issues that she raised with him, the Lord, as always, taking her to her need of a Savior because of her sin, and dealing with her about uncertainty of worship and uncertainty of salvation and uncertainty of knowing the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ reveals and tells her that she can know the truth through him. He is the Messiah. He is the Christ. She's a witness immediately to those that know her in the city there. And these men come out of the city and folks come out of the city to the Lord Jesus Christ. And while that is happening, in John chapter 4, verse number 31, let's pick it up, where the scripture says, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of." The Lord Jesus Christ here, being implored by his disciples, they'd gone down into the city to get something to eat. They came back. And the Lord is there speaking with this woman. She goes on to the city to be a witness and tell about the Lord having saved her to the folks that she knows there in the city. And the disciples say to him, it's a long time past lunch, and he says, eat. They say, eat unto him. He says, fellas, I've got a work to do. I have meat to eat that ye know not of. The Lord Jesus Christ had said in other places in the Gospels that his whole desire, his whole bent, his whole purpose was to fulfill the will of the Father, the mission that the Father had sent the Son to do in coming his first time to the earth to be a Savior for sinners. He says, I've got meat to eat that ye know not of. To do the will of the Father and to reach out towards sinners, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, of himself to sinners, that was meat to him indeed. Oh, may the Lord help us as his children to have a zeal in the example, have a zeal like the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, my sustaining, even the sustaining of my body, is met by fulfilling the will of the Father and fulfilling the ministry that I am called unto. I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Verse 33, therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? They're thinking the physical, as it is always with mankind, with us. We always resort to the physical first. They say, would somebody else bring him something to eat? And that's not the case. It wasn't the Lord was not saying that he had already had lunch, that the woman or some other person had brought him some food to eat. They are resorting to the physical. And in verse number 34, the Lord says to them, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. The Lord says here that the sustenance of his life and the filling of his life and body is to obey the Father, to fulfill what he had sent him to do in coming as Savior, to finish this work, this assignment given by the Father, to fulfill all the scriptures, all the Old Testament scriptures that had been given, to fulfill them to the T, and to come as the Savior of sinful man. Verse number 35, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? The Lord says, when talking about physical things, We're 4 months away from the harvest. Isn't that what you say? Isn't that the way that it is? And looking on at the fields and looking on at the growing of that which has been planted. He said, don't you say that there's 4 months to go and then it'll be harvest time? There in the middle of verse 35, the Lord says, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He says, it's ready for a harvest now. Look out on the fields, not the fields of the earth, not the fields that have been sown by men, not for the physical crops of corn and beans and wheat and barley and all those different things that they would plant there in that region in that day. He says, don't look on the physical, but look on the spiritual. They are ripe. They are ripe. They are white, already to harvest. What's the Lord talking about? He's talking about the harvesting of souls. He's talking about, as the Lord told him in the beginning of their ministry and following him, he told him, he says, come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. I will give you the gospel, the net of the gospel to fish with, and so that you can proclaim it. You can proclaim about my death and burial and resurrection through me. So you can proclaim salvation is of the Lord and through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I'll give you the net of the gospel to fish with, and you will bring in a draw. You will bring in a catch. You will bring in a harvest. He says the fields are white and ready to harvest. Verse 36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. The Lord is taking the thing that we understand in the planting and the tending and the harvesting of crops. He's taking that and applying it spiritually to the work of ministers called by the Lord, to the work of the disciples, the apostles here, and the work that the Lord is giving them and going to give them to do. He says there's a wage, as it says in Hebrews Moses, he had respect under the recompense of the reward. We, as the Lord's children, we don't serve the Lord to gain something, but we serve the Lord because he first loved us. We serve the Lord because he saved our souls. He's made us his own. He's redeemed us. He's paid the price for our sins, and we love him so because of it. We love him because he first loved us, the scripture says. But there is a reward. There is a blessing. There is a wage. There is a crown. There is that which in the last day, in eternity, there on the new heaven and the new earth, during the millennium, upon this old wretched earth, in those times, there's going to be a receiving of rewards by the saints of God, the children of God, that have gone forth and obeyed the Lord. And in the day in which we live, in the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches, and the mission that he's given us, the commission that he's given us to pursue and to do, and obeying him in that, there will be rewards to receive. What are they? Are you trying to stack them up and account for them? No, that's left to the Lord. The Lord says in other passages in the Gospels to the apostles, he says, you humble yourself before the Lord. Peter refers to this in his epistles. The Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself before the Lord and was obedient to the Father and that which he sent him to do. And because of that, he has been and will be highly exalted. That's the way it is with we that are children, we that have been saved. In our service for the Lord, we just need to serve him. He'll take care of the rewards. In verse 36 it says, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. All right, rewards and a blessing there of obeying the Lord and the ministry and the purpose that he's given, the pursuit that he's given to his children, to his churches, his children in his churches, that both he that soweth and that he that reapeth may rejoice together. Yes, there are those that sow. There are those that water. There are those that reap. That's the way it is in the proclaiming of the gospel and the sowing the seed of the word. There's different aspects and facets to it. One may come and sow that seed of the word. Another may come along and be used of the Lord to put some water on it, some spiritual water on it, if you will. And then another one may come and actually reap and see the salvation of souls. But the Lord says here, he says, go and work. Go and look and work in my tillage and work in that which I've called you to do. And those that sow and those that reap will in that rejoice together. And here in verse number 37, is that saying true? One soweth and another reapeth. It says in the scripture, in the New Testament scriptures, that it's God that gives the increase. It's the Lord that makes the seed effectual. It's the Lord that makes his word effectual. And you that are here, that's the reason we have this broadcast. You under the listening of my voice that are without the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. You've not repented of your sins. You've not trusted in him. You've not been saved by him. Oh, we implore you, look to the Lamb of God. Look unto the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and the salvation of your soul. It is only found in him, not in what you do, not in what you promise, not in what you try to pursue. It is only found, the salvation of your soul, the giving to you of eternal life, the forgiving and washing away of your sins and that condemnation that rests upon you because of your sins. It is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in verse 37 is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. Verse number 38, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you are entered into their labors. Speaking of the Old Testament prophets, speaking about the saints of God, speaking about the ministry of John the Baptist, the Lord Jesus Christ had called his disciples to this service and to this work, and that's what he intends for them to do. And the Lord must needs go through Samaria, right? Because there was this woman that the Lord knew it was time for her to be reaped by the truth of his word, to be reaped by the gospel, to be reaped unto salvation. The Lord knew it was time. And then these citizens there of the city of Sychar, many of them were ready for salvation. And so the Lord knew that he needed to go there. And he says, look out on it. Look out upon these souls. I envision as the woman there that the Lord met at the well, she went back to Sychar, she spoke to the men, they believed and they began to come out here and they're wanting to come and hear the Lord Jesus Christ themselves. And it says in the meantime, the disciples are speaking to the Lord and the Lord speaking to them at this. And he says, look at these folks coming from Sychar. The harvest is ready. It's white unto harvest. They're ready to be reaped with the truth of the gospel, the truth of the salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. That it's ready. It's time. How about you? Are you saved? Is your soul saved? Have your sins been forgiven? Oh, we point you to Jesus Christ. In simple childlike faith, receive him. Repent of your sins before God and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's promised that he'll save. And Lord, and we point you to him. Are you one that claims to be saved and haven't been serving the Lord, haven't been working in his field? You should be. You should be. All the children of God should be faithful to be, all those that have been saved by him who should be faithful to be baptized by one of the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches and to get in that church and serve the Lord there. That's his design. That's his way. Because that is what he has called us to do. To reap, to sow, and to water. To sow the seed of the word of God, to water that word, and to reap the harvest that he brings. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.